Coming up on show 1086, Lamborghini announced their plans to abandon combustion and go EV. Stick around, I've got all the details for you. What's on the podcast today? Why the Ford F-150 Lightning will be the big fish in the EV pond, according to one commentator. QuantumScape and VW looking for locations to build their solid-state batteries for future EVs. And the Cupra Born is revealed in a video interview with its chief designer. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It's Tuesday, 18th of May. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Headline story today is all about the famous name of Lamborghini, introducing, first of all, plug-in powertrains to all three of their current models in the lineup within 3 years, and then going full electric by the end of the decade, says Autocar. The firm is likely to use a system similar to that seen on Ferrari's SF90 Stradale, with an internal combustion engine powering the rear axle, the electric bits powering the front axle, and torque vectoring used to balance the output. CEO of Lamborghini, Stefan Winkelmann, added that the firms were working on negating the potential performance disadvantage of plug-in technology. Batteries, he said, add weight, which is the enemy of performance. He said at Lamborghini, however, we are used to balancing out weight additions. An increase in performance often leads to the addition of weight in the first step, but our cars excel in power-to-weight ratio, so we have a very good starting point for hybridization. Well, Lamborghini announcing their plan to go fully electric in their range by the end of the decade, but going via plug-in hybrids. The fourth model will be the full EV, and that's the model that hasn't been fully announced, says Car and Driver. The Direzione Cortari plan, named after a star in the Taurus constellation, was unveiled by Lamborghini CEO Stefan Winkelmann at an event earlier today. The plan means that the last Lamborghini road car to be powered exclusively by combustion will be finished in 2024. The Urus will gain a plug-in hybrid powertrain, although no further details, presuming it's going to be a version of the V8 powertrain that Porsche uses in the Cayenne Turbo SE. And that is pretty good technology. Top Gear asks, the question is, says Top Gear, why are you waiting so long? Lamborghini has the Porsche Taycan and the Audi e-tron GT at their disposal to learn from, and its rivals are pushing ahead. Ferrari confirming their first EV by 2025. Well, the CEO wants to wait until there's more, and I quote, maturity and acceptance of EVs. Hey, it's an EV podcast. You don't get much more accepting of EVs than this show. He's looking at battery technology and charging infrastructure. He says, and I quote, we don't need to be a fire for this technology. We need to be there when it's important, end quote. And again, I think there's a few people listening right now that would think EVs are already important. I'll pop links to all those stories in the show notes if you want to read more. I think, you know, from my perspective, the point is none of us... Okay, if you're buying a Lamborghini... then you've certainly reached a certain stage of car buying in life, I would say. But I'm guessing most people listening to this podcast, never going to buy a Lamborghini. I like talking about the cars that we drive every day, day in, day out, the affordable ones. But when those names like Ferrari, McLaren, Lamborghini, Bugatti, etc., when they start talking about electric, you know, it's just game over for the petrol heads. All right, moving on. Staying with the VW group, Ducati, so we're talking bikes now, are piloting their electric future. And we're talking about VW brands and those which aren't particularly electric at the moment, with Lamborghini now confirming that Ducati will stay within the VW group. Been some speculation recently. But the CEO, Claudio Domenicali, says that Ducati is looking closely at how to advance their electric technologies before they make their first commitment, says the website visordown.com. While the electric motorcycle market remains niche compared to cars, and actually low-powered urban scooters get most of the headlines in terms of two wheels, it is nonetheless a fast-growing segment poised to accelerate further with the advent of imminent models from Husqvarna and Kawasaki. However, for many, there'll be no greater litmus test for the genre than when the industry's most evocative volume firm throws their hat into the ring, and that'll be Ducati, and they are plotting their electric future. But no confirmed news yet. Next, the Ford F-150 Lightning. That's will be the big fish in the EV pond, says this article, despite their sales dominance. Ford will enter the electric pickup space with plenty of challenges. For starters, the F-150 Lightning won't be the first full-size pure electric truck on the market when deliveries happen next year. They will be, it's spring, it's early next year as well. There'll be the Rivian R1T and R1S. The R1T is being delivered next month in June. Lordstown could have theirs out. GMC Hummer EV, Tesla Cybertruck. Well, you'd hope Cybertruck is out by spring next year, says Automotive News. Automotive News says that despite the company's hopes that buyers will be wowed by the Lightning's performance capabilities, Ford is likely to face a harder time converting long-time truck owners than startups like Rivian and Lordstown. Perhaps with a younger, tech-focused consumer base. Can they do it? We'll find out on Thursday's podcast. Tune in for that one, because at 2:30 in the morning my time, the Ford F-150 Lightning will be revealed. Coming up on the podcast, we'll talk about where VW want to make their solid state batteries, and the Cupra Born is their hot version of the ID3. Now let's talk about how EVs could transform the streets of Africa. In February, Kenya-based ARC Ride launched electric 2- and 3-wheelers for Uber Eats deliveries in Nairobi, a city of 4.4 million. While the company currently has 35 vehicles operating, the chief exec, a former environmental activist in Nigeria, says he expects the fleet to grow to 300 by August, says the Wall Street Journal. It is a paywalled article, so I'll be respectful to those that want to go and read it, but basically saying the proponents of EVs and renewable energy see motorcycles as, in some countries, like Africa, the fastest way to promote, you know, what is, it's inexpensive, clean energy around Africa. Roads are often traffic clogged and potholed, and two-wheeled is the future for so many places. I know in India as well, the opportunity for 2- and 3-wheeled electric transport is larger than the car market at the moment. Next, talking about QuantumScape and Volkswagen selecting their location for a pilot battery line. QuantumScape announcing it's entered into an agreement with VW to select a location for a joint venture. Their solid-state batteries have a pilot line facility to be decided by the end of the year. The companies currently are looking at Germany for that location. The pilot line is going to be called QS1, and it'll be a 1 gigawatt-hour battery cell commercial production plant for electric vehicle batteries. QuantumScape and VW are going to expand production by a further 20 gigawatts using that location. But right now, we haven't got QS1. That's the pilot line. We have QS0. It's a pre-pilot line, if you like, operated by QuantumScape, and they are creating cells for EV battery testing. Capacity of over 200,000 cells annually, enough for hundreds of test vehicles every single year to put them into vehicles and start putting them through their paces. Next, Renault. And since Renault said it would make an all-electric Renault 4, well, vehicle based on the Renault 4. Fans of the classic car are working out what it would look like, considering Renault already did a pretty good job with the Renault 5. Not that we know when that EV is coming. The new concept shouldn't disappoint, and thanks to some new images because of a patent filing, we think we now know. According to Inside EVs, the new Renault 4 looks like a crossover, like a bigger Dacia Spring, big ground clearance. The original car was also tall, even if it was compact. The high suspension made it cope well with country roads and, I mean, lousy asphalt. The new one will, by the look of it, retain those characteristics and capabilities of a Renault 4, even if it's much heavier because of the battery pack. I'll pop a link to Inside EVs in the show notes if you want to see those pictures, by the way, for any fans of classic Renaults. Stellantis, the company formed from Fiat Chrysler and Group PSA, partnering with the Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn. They're forming a new division, a new joint venture, and it's called Mobile Drive. And it's what will power all of their brands. Like 10 brands making EVs under the Stellantis parent company now. And so Mobile Drive will be inside all of their cars. It's a 50-50 venture. It's how you'll do your infotainment and the in-vehicle connectivity in all of their EVs. According to Autocar, Foxconn is supplying infotainment systems to Stellantis as part of the deal, but also any other automakers as part of a wider deal. Mobile Drive will bid to supply the internal infotainment systems for other cars and the related hardware to anyone interested. Next, the Spanish bit of VW, Cupra, the Spanish performance brand Cupra, which is part of SEAT, is confirming the first electric vehicle was called the El Born. Now it's called simply the Born, and it's going to be the 25th of May that we see it unveiled. So that is a week away next Tuesday. The car will make its debut at 11 a.m. European time on that day, but Cupra has unveiled the car already at a motor show. Their take on the ID3, and according to Auto Express, it should line up with the expectations already set out when the Elborn was the car that was previewed, but looking pretty finished, actually. Now it'll wear Cupra badges, not SEAT badges. The production-ready Born EV will have a lower ride height, 20-inch alloys, more aggressive front and rear bumpers and styling, finned side skirts, and bucket seats. It will be an ID3 on steroids. Think of an ID3 GTX, if you like. There's an interesting thought, isn't there? Hey, a VW ID3 GTX. Nothing like a Golf GTI. Nothing at all. But the Born will have the same specs, so 82 kilowatt hour gross, 77 kilowatt hour net. In other words, usable. 310 miles of WLTP range. Very sporty. Looking forward to that. Talking Tesla, Model Y, the one that's made at Giga Texas. Now, the buildings are cropping up, or going up, rather, I should say, in Austin, Texas, very quickly. By the end of the year, they reckon production will start. Elon Musk confirming the Model Y, when it comes out of Austin, Giga Texas, will have their own homemade 4680 battery cells, not buying them in from anybody else. The update related by Mr. Musk in a recent interaction on Twitter, of course, always Twitter, says Teslarati. Now, since Battery Day last year, Tesla's been pretty conservative with their estimates about when their own custom battery cells will be rolled out. Highlighted in the Q1 2021 earnings call when Elon Musk remarked that Tesla was 12 to 18 months away from volume production of 4680. But, you know, you can never really tell what he says, whether it's true or not. Like, in that call, he said that the Model S Plaid, the refresh version, was a few weeks away. And there's no sign of it yet. So, you never know. And also, you know, 12 to 18 months volume production, they could start production and just not call it volume. And be like, oh yeah, no, we're making those cells now, but it's not volume yet. So there's lots of wiggle room in that, but interesting. And finally, not really EV news, but I'll give it a mention. I know times are tight, but spare a thought for Elon Musk. He's going through a tough time right now. He just lost $9 billion. Yesterday, he slipped from his spot as the world's second richest person. He's now only the third richest person after his fortune fell 24%. Tesla shares falling another 2.2%. And that meant that the LVMH chairman, Bernard Arnault, is now the second richest person. In March, actually, Elon Musk was holding the top position in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, says Republic World. Well, Tesla shares have been on a bit of a bumpy ride lately. Problems in China, problems with Bitcoin, Elon linking the company very closely with crypto, and less focusing on, you know, the cars, the product, and more about kind of Bitcoin investment and other currencies as well. Are they even a currency? I don't know. There is also a big crash in the Bitcoin price, which has kind of mirrored Tesla's share price. So poor old Musky boy, losing a few quid. I'm sure he won't lose any sleep, though. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. I want to hear from you. I read out your answers on Sunday. What's the best specialist vehicle you can think of that would make a great EV? Thought about this question when I was talking about electric fire engines and fire trucks. So, you know, instant torque, loads of power, makes sense, right? What's the best specialist vehicle you think should go EV? Email me your thoughts. I'll read them out on Sunday. My address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Hey, thanks so much. If you get any value from this podcast, if you know, it's entertaining, informing, whatever, then I would ask you to have a look at my Patreon page, but no pressure, don't have to, of course not. And you can support this show from as little as $5 or $10 a month. That's basically like a posh coffee or two. And you can also, every Patreon supporter at whatever tier also gets access to the ad-free feed, your own unique RSS feed that you can just plug into your podcast app, whatever, you know, you use it on your phone, your tablet, whatever, which avoids any ads if they ever crop up for everyone else. Nice little touch to stay ad-free. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, NationalCarCharging.com and AlohaCharge.com, Derek Riley and the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Also, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.